Hey, this is Benji and this is my podcast about Edinburgh's local music scene. And I have three of the most well-known musicians and promoters with me, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
My name's David Tan. I run a company called Dat Promotions. It's been going for about 5 years. It's been pretty quiet recently. The last gig I put on was Boil Drown, and I played in two bands as well, Your Neighbour the Liar and Ghost of Elysium.
My name is Jamie Clapton, and I play in a band in the Edinburgh music scene. I've been involved in promoting gigs for a while, and I'm just generally a guy around town when it comes to Edinburgh gigs.
I'm Ashwin Rodriguez, and I run the Jet Project Promotions Company. What we do is we run gigs around Edinburgh, giving younger bands chance to giving young bands some exposure, and also putting on kind of touring bands around from the UK and overseas, and giving these young bands a chance to play with them.
How long have you been involved?
As a promoter, probably about 5 years. So my first gig, which was Flood of Red, it was meant to be Penny Flood Life and Flood of Red, but Penny Found a Pool. As a band member, it's kind of been maybe, I started off in kind of orchestras and stuff, but then I played in actual bands. It'll be like 6 years, I suppose, starting off in some really badly named bands to do with Breaking Hammer Glass and other really awful names, which I'm just not going to mention. It's kind of gone on since then.
I've been in the music scene since July 2008, which is when my first band played a gig, and then December 2008 was when I did my first show.
I played my first gig when I was 14 and I'm 18 now, so by that logic, 4 years.
What got you into the music scene or into promoting?
Like, one of the first gigs I ever went to was one of the Queen's Hall, which was like a battle of the bands by the Edinburgh Council, and playing at were an Edinburgh band from my school called Obsidian. And frankly, at that gig I saw a band called The Void, who's still going under a different name now. But then I saw them at a place called The Meerkat, and I just saw gigs and said it was one of my own. And then I joined a band and started gigging, and you just kind of, you roll with it.
I think it was literally I needed to find, I was in a band, like most 15-year-old guitarists, and we wanted to play a show. And no one was really willing to give us a gig, so what I did was I just looked into doing it on my own. And then when we played our first show, there was kind of a few bands that were really kind of really talented, and they just kind of pushed me to achieve something more and really find out about it.
Well, I saw a show at Studio 24 on the floor, which was Flood of Red, Rise of the Fallen, Left Wide Open, and Sweet Little Bullet. And it was the first time for me seeing Flood of Red, and as anyone that knows me will know, I'm a massive, massive fan now. But back then I saw them and was just really, really impressed by them. So I got speaking to them because my friend was playing with the drummer, and after that they were looking for an Edinburgh date. And I had never kind of really thought about promoting before, but I really liked them and I kind of wanted to put them on and see them again, so I thought, give it a go. So tried to put that on, and it's a lot of a learning curve, just I really had no idea what I was doing the first time. So I got bands from kind of all over playing, like Glasgow and Fife, like I can't remember what they're called back in the day, but Here Lies Warren, they played on that show, as well as a band called Civilized, who are now called Lions. And that's pretty much what got me started. Just enjoy the music and wanting to see the bands myself. We've just kind of gone on since now, so I only really found bands that I want to see personally. Some of it selfish in that way.
What's your history like as a promoter?
Yeah, as I said earlier, I've been promoting since 2008. I've started promoting bigger shows since March 2009. And just taking it from there, really.
Like, I used to work with a guy called Jamie Martin a lot. I worked for a company called Sneak Promos, and like, I'd always pretend to be his lackey. And I put a couple of gigs for my own band members twice, like, it's like, you don't really think about putting on a gig, you're just really trying to facilitate a way for your band to play music. And it really just came about that I have to do a show from it.
I've put on about 25 shows in 5 years, which isn't that much. And I've helped out a few more with friends and stuff. But yeah, it's been about 25, because I don't like to, I'm really picky about what bands put on. I like to kind of only put on bands that I like and I think that other people are going to enjoy as well if they haven't heard them already. And I like to have like a good few months to kind of like promote the bands as well as actually promoting the show. So I used to do a lot of CDs with like a song from each band on it and like handing them out to people as well as like flyering and just like speaking to people at the bands. But since CDs have gone a bit out of date, trying to find out a new way to kind of do this style of thing. But I'm big on trying to actually help the band as well as just getting them a show. And like whatever I do for the band, even if I lose money, I make sure that I pay them the full guarantee that I've offered them in the first place and try and get them like a place to sleep and some food for the day, because I know, well, I can kind of guess how hard it is to be on their own stuff.
What was the music scene like when you first started? Was it like compared to now?
It was really good when I started, because the kind of thing was that people didn't really know what show was going to be on, but they went along to a show anyway. Like, I remember during summer of like 2006 or something, me and my friends literally went to like a show every day, and it was just at Subway in the Cowgate, which has now become Bass Nightclub. But like, you just go along because you knew something was happening, and you listen to some new bands, as well as like Calling the Case that used to be back in the day. Like, if you knew they were playing, we'd all just go along, and just like, gigs were more about kind of like meeting friends and stuff and meeting new people. Whereas nowadays, it seems really hard to try and drag people along to gigs, and people just don't want to be there, and like, they'll go and watch the friend band and watch the friend for a headline band. But it's kind of, it's the only way you can really get a headline band along if you're going to have like local support and bring their friends. And it's just, it's good if you actually stick around and watch friends. But I'd say back in the day, it was a lot easier for people to get people to shows. I think as well with like MySpace kind of dying recently, it's kind of left the void that Facebook hasn't filled just yet. Even though they're out of event invites, it's kind of, it's hard to find people to tell your shows about. As well as like the band pages and stuff, it's hard to find new fans because you can't like tell people about it, and you just have to kind of find you, unless you're a really awful band, and then like make a friend profile and then add like several thousand friends and then like try and get them to go on your band page when you've got awful recordings. And I'm not going to name any names, but there's a big one that comes to mind.
I hate the negative, but like, getting back when I first started, a bit there, like Edinburgh can be generally regarded as a bit of a dead scene, and I never felt that. When I first started getting here, really, there was a lot of people like, we don't know what it means and all that. But I always felt like kind of out of my depth, like I was like a year younger than the rest of the people in the band I was playing with. And like, they generally had experience, they could talk about clubs or whatever, and I was kind of just like, turning up and going home. And you see all the like, hairy guys and the horrible smell of beer that you get at venues. I'm sure anyone familiar would be so intimidated by it, but now you're just kind of part of course.
I think back then it was better, because there was a few bigger promoters. I mean, I see myself as one of the bigger promoters in Edinburgh now. There's a couple of others, but they're more mainly based on over 18 gigs. There was three companies that were really good with all the shows they did, and it meant there was that little bit of rivalry, but it meant that there's more touring bands coming to Edinburgh, you know? And at that time there was also more Edinburgh bands up for playing these shows, and a lot of them died down. And certainly the credit crunch has had a massive effect, because touring bands aren't as likely to come, and Edinburgh's always been kind of a bit of a stingy place for gigs, where people aren't really that up for going, and it's just kind of, people aren't as enthusiastic about a gig, they really need to be persuaded to go. Whereas back then it was a lot better, it was a lot easier to make people come to gigs, and it was a lot kind of, I think it was more fun to play them.
I think like for a little while it was kind of saturated, which might have been the fault of kind of 2006, just there being so many gigs. But it's just kind of, Edinburgh has that much of a variety that people can go to gigs, or they can be like, it'll come along again in a few weeks or a few months, so they just don't bother about the shows. And the promoters lose money and they're just not going to put on those kind of bands again. Like, kind of pop punk seems to have completely died out recently. There's been a few shows, like Ico 5's the other week, which is a free show, but I think it wasn't that well attended. And Swellers played last night, which I think was okay. But it's mainly kind of just like Screamo and Envy are the kind of big things, but at the same time it's still hard to push them and people just don't want to come to shows. Like, Edinburgh's lost its kind of name for having a good music scene. It seems to be just kind of Glasgow and Aberdeen seems to have taken Edinburgh's place. Like, the Ghost Inside tour, which comes to Scotland, is only going to Aberdeen, which just sounds like the most ridiculous thing ever. And like, It Prevails, who came over from America, they're like totally like Misery Signals-ish, they played Stirling. And I was like, are you taking the mic? Like, can Edinburgh seriously, it's got that bad reputation that a band would rather go to Stirling than Edinburgh? But yeah, like, I think it just needs more promoters that care and like really push the shows they like and kind of, I think, yeah, at the minute it's just a bit saturated and there's too many shows and the same bands get on the same gigs and just like the same supports in every show, and people kind of, if they see that supports playing, they'll just be like, I already know they're mints, I'm not going to go along. And I think just bands are like, they're not taking it so seriously anymore anyway, they're kind of just like playing any gig they're offered, which can be good, but at the same time, they're like not practicing, they're not like making new recordings, they're not trying to like actually get out of Edinburgh. And it seems to just have been a while since any band actually kind of stood out in Edinburgh, apart from like We Were Promised Jetpacks.
It's both good and bad. Sometimes you can play a show and like you'll play to 40 people, which I'm not sure how you're going to have a big number or a small number, you know? But you'll go to 40 people and you'll have a time of your life. You'll see literally the whole crowd will be people you know, and it can be amazing. And then you can play gigs to like, you know, 10 people you don't know, and it's just as good. Then you can play to bigger crowds. It's not good. It's Edinburgh's touch and go. Like, a good gig depends. Like, the gig we're sitting in right now is a touring band gig. And it's, I don't think it's going to be that successful, because Edinburgh people really need to be convinced to go to gigs. So the Edinburgh scene is touch and go, but overall I enjoy it, because it's going to get to play music for me.
So what do you think is going to happen in the future with the Edinburgh local music scene?
I think the Edinburgh music scene will continue to be a little down, certainly in 2011, maybe picking up, just because there's still effects and there's still things that need to change. I mean, I myself am not the best promoter in the world, and I think even then bands aren't as willing and crowds aren't as willing to come to these gigs, but I think in a few years it'll start to pick up. I mean, it's been picking up this year, towards the end of the year, has been far more successful than the beginning of the year, you know. I think it just needs time and kind of getting these younger kids into coming to these shows. But I think eventually it will pick up, and it's already starting.
I think the joy of living in a city that has such a good line of bands and people who want me to happen. I mean, you go to Glasgow and there'll be busier gigs, there'll be more bands playing, there'll be more venues to play in. And you know, but like in Edinburgh there is all people who, like, despite the fact it can be not as good, there's people trying to push for it, and I think due to that fact there's always going to be something interesting happening. There's always going to be something to facilitate bands playing, there's always going to be something to let music happen in Edinburgh. So I look forward to you in the upcoming years, the same way I look forward to anything happening.
It's kind of telling, it's just like, it depends what the new fad is, since like, it was like pop punk, then it was emo, then it was screamo, and it's kind of like metalcore now, so it just depends what comes through and like, how many bands in Edinburgh start matching onto it, which I'm sure they will. It kind of depends. If you keep going down the road, which now I think it's going to go badly, and that a lot of venues just aren't going to still be around. Like, it's just, venues have been so expensive for so long, and it's kind of been impractical to put on gigs with, like, Studio 24 now is quite good because they started cheapening their prices, but it used to be like £500 to rent it and stuff, and it meant that the promoter couldn't get any like touring bands on a show here unless it was like an actual massive band like Architects and Music Notes, which was here, which was good, but it still wasn't sold out, even though nowadays you'd expect it to be. Yeah, I think it just completely depends on which promoters come through and if they learn their lessons about kind of how to act and how to act professionally towards people as well as pushing the shows.
That's the end of the podcast. I hope you've got a good insight of the Edinburgh's local music scene, and I hope you all participate and turn up to the gigs. I'd like to thank Jamie Clapton, David Tan and Ashwin Rodriguez for this. I also like to thank their respective company, Usher Hall Young Promoters, Dak Gigs and Jive Project. I'd also like to thank the following bands: Precious and Grace, Ghost of Elysium, and Your Neighbour Delire for the music.